thief, na him be the driver. His voice go, the driver cool. If you saw talking, he said, "I'm going to waste my time and shout tonight." Hey, hey, Alaja, Papa, Ashade, Ashade. What is he working for? When he load finish, give him a tight. I'm not like that, oh. That boss, I go enter, follow you to go. This heaven, I must go. This heaven, I must go. Praise the Lord. Yes, you should. The Bible says you should respect those who have the rule over you. Yes, I deserve respect, but I don't deserve worship. Don't worship me. There's a thin line dividing respect from worship, and you don't know it. See that in my office, one woman, we're almost the same age with my mother. They said, "Daddy, daddy," I say, "Hey, this woman won't curse me. Mama, stand up. Why are you doing this? Is he calling me daddy?" I say, "Mama, you are, how can you call me daddy? I'm calling you mama." I know one Sele prophet. Now Sele is Sele. Sele, somewhere. But it changed from Sele to Pentecostal. You know they are changing now wherever the move is. Then during his counseling, when you enter like this, immediately you enter, number one, you remove your shoe. I see some of you, before you enter my shoe, my office there, battling. I say, "What are you doing?" They remove my shoe. Denominational hangover. You check very well. That person passed away, where they come from. Before you come near him, you remove your shoe. Maybe even wash your leg before you come near him. You want to come into my office to see me in the battle to remove your shoe. It's a denominational hangover. A denominational hangover. They're looking for titles. One title. The title. It's wrong. Denominational hangover. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This water, hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem is over in the name of Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. I read it again. Verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods, all your hangover, which your fathers, your denominational fathers, served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your denominational fathers served, now that you are in the message, that we are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me, I don't know who will read this with me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 16. And the people answered and said, "What? Oh yeah, shall we go? God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." Verse 23. This is what Joshua said. This is what I am saying also. Now, therefore, put away, he said, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. Anything that is contrary to this Bible is strange. Celebration of Valentine is strange. It is strange, very, very strange. A demonstration of love to compare one sinner with what the Lord Jesus Christ did to demonstrate his love for us. And I don't know how many people will say here, verse 24. And people said unto Joshua, shall we go? The Lord, our God, will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you come into this ministry, you are hearing me preach like this, and you are wondering which kind one is this? All over the world, we receive mails, phone calls, text messages. They are surprised that there is somebody that can stand and speak like this. They say, who is this one? It is not who is this. It is the spirit of the day. It is the restoration ministry. God will not allow all this to continue like that. Did he know it will happen? Yes, he knew. That's why he reserved that prophecy in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. To return the people back to the faith of the apostles. That is the purpose of Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and verse 6. And he uses Elijah anointing. When Israel went apostate, it was Elijah that he used. Elijah went, he used Elijah the Tishbite, he now used Elisha. Grace, just before grace will come, Israel has so departed from the law and divided into denominational sects. But before Christ will come, he raised another Elijah, John the Baptist, to prepare their heart for the coming of the Lord. Because at the estate they were too divided to receive anything from above. Grace came again, but they departed again from the faith, even as Apostle Paul prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. For he, Christ, will not come except there come and fall away first. But before Christ will come, he will not come and meet a church that has fallen away and fragmented like this. Away from the Bible, he decided to reserve himself another Elijah, to bring us back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. That is the ministry of Will Abraham. Had they rejected him, a prophet, the voice of God to this generation, and they are holding on to their denominational system. They reject the prophet and they accept the Pope. All of them are lining up to see the Pope. All of them are speaking against that man, William Marion Braham. Plus lies on top. Dr. Luke Hoyer said that man, William Braham, died of a drunkard. Arobalayado, talk his own. Ashimolowo, talk his own. Wrote all that in a book. And all this, even Apostle Johnson Suleiman, talk his own again. And no intermediate believer stood up to defend this man that God used to return us back to the truth. But I am here to defend it. We defend it. Praise the Lord. And it's shame on all of you that walk with that man after he died. You deviated. Shame on all of you. That's the truth. All of them testify that no man has had the ministry William Branham has had. But when it comes to the teaching, because it's contrary to their own human carnal idea of worship, They had taken too far to the substitute they had created for themselves. And the structure they have on ground, brother, how can you tell me that redeemed will ever go and do correct water baptism? Or mountain of fire? Or Ashimolo? Or Johnson Suleiman? I'm calling all of you your names because you people are misleading the church. Listen, church, I have discovered that the true children of God, they want the truth. If you speak the truth to them, they will obey. If not, why are they coming to bride assembly despite how much our stand? We will not allow you wear trousers and enter here. We will not allow you dress and leave any part of your body, sister. We will not allow you to put skirt above your knee and enter here. And carry scarf, cover up. Very soon, very soon, very, very soon. We don't even allow you wear a ring to enter here. And very, very soon, we are going to put alcohol and spirit at the gate to clear your mouth of those paints that you people put there. You clean your toe, clean your hand, clean up, and dress you well. Then you enter the holy ground. And we do all that despite that they are coming. Despite that they are coming. That tells you that if all those people were saying the same thing we are saying, they will obey anything the man of God says. They have respect for the man. They will believe him. Is it 2 years ago? Something at Ejigbo. All these camera, Adams, cameraman, you were there? At Ejigbo. Somewhere at Ejigbo. Somewhere there. I forgot what they call that area. They organized a conference. And I was the speaker. Denomination. G.O. sat down. Bishop sat down. Bishop, Mrs. Sada, all of them, Sada, all of them. You people covered it. I told you people went and you covered it. I started speaking from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Yes, I'm anointed to talk. Praise the Lord. This is where I am going. Don't think I'm saying this only here. Anywhere I have gone to preach, I have nailed it to them. Because I know I may not come back there again. And I have never, all of you that are inviting me, come to my church, come to my church. The first I say, I hope you know what I believe. Before you say, make I come. When we went to Equatorial Guinea, all those Equatorial Guinea people, dressing, they watch me now for Equatorial Guinea. Yes, it is through this same broadcast they saw me and they invited me. That's the second biggest denomination there. And they gathered. The same thing I'm speaking here was the same thing I spoke there. Yes. I told them, do you know that there is the attire of a harlot? All of them say, yes. I said, it's a lie, you don't know. They say, we know. There is the attire of a harlot. Then I said, then why are you dressing like this? You are all harlots. I told them, oh, praise the Lord. In that conference, I told them, there was a time I reached, I turned and I looked at Reverend Dr. Mrs. I said, Mommy, with all due respect, you are out of the will of God. And I continued. Now listen, why I remember that was that there was question and answers. And by the time I explained what the Bible position is concerning a Christian woman wearing a ring, and who again was there now? Adepts, you were there. Who again was there? You saw what happened. It reached a stage like this. God to confirm what I was saying. There was an anointing that was released. All of them were falling under anointing. I see something electric, just pile like that under anointing. By the time they recover, I noticed that almost every single sister that was there removed the earring. What it caught my attention was, I saw the wife of the GO that organized the program removing her own. And I said, oh, mommy, you are removing your own. He said, I have seen it. She said, I have seen it. Praise the Lord. Why am I saying? If you tell the people the truth, the children of God, if you tell them the truth, they will obey. Unfortunately, they are afraid that people will not come to the church. Why are you helping God to save people? Stand and preach. Those that are ordained for it, they will hear it. The ones I'm preaching, if you are not ordained to hear, you won't come here. And if you came here by mistake, tomorrow you will not come back here again. If you come back here again tomorrow, you will say, I don't talk and finish. Tomorrow I will talk harder. So be ready to hear. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the reason God raised that man to bring us back to the apostolic faith. That is why we don't have any woman preacher in this church. No woman pastor in this church, because it is contrary to an instruction in the Bible. That is why we don't answer Reverend Doctor, Archbishop, Senior Apostle, Lead Apostle, Chief Apostle. That is why the pastor of this church is not the general overseer. Neither is he a daddy. That's why you cannot say a man here is his holiness. His grace. No! Why? We have come back to the apostolic faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. William Branham said that this is the last move before the rapture. He said, and watch it. He said, it will never be denominated. And you ask me, where is your headquarters? My headquarters is in heaven. My headquarters is not America. Oh yes, the message came from America. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we don't have branches. That's why we don't have branches. Praise the Lord. That's why it is not a one-man show ministry. When I finish now, Igbo, praise the Lord. That is going to prepare to come and fly. That's why, Boboy, you go Bible school? You don't go Bible school now? You don't go Bible school?
Bible school.
But you are ordained a minister here.
Yes, sir.
Ekike, Pastor Thomas, you go Bible school? But you don't preach here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All of you want to sit down here, you're not going to Bible school. Oh. Praise the Lord. Because when God calls you, He does not send you to a Bible school. Amen. That's why we don't believe in Trinity. Three persons in one God here. We believe in one God in three offices. And that one God has a name. It is the name of the Father. It is the name of the Son. It is the name of the Holy Ghost. It is the name of our salvation. What is that name? That's why we baptize in that name, Jesus. That's why we don't waste your time with baptismal class before we baptize you. It's part of the fall away. Praise the Lord. That's why my wife and I, we don't have a special seat for mommy and daddy. We don't have it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And don't think that my wife is not preaching because she doesn't know Bible. She knows Bible past me. She's my helpmate. Now together we do Bible study. Then I go arm myself. Then when I'm preaching, she's speaking in tongues for me. Tell them. That is her ministry. That's her ministry. That is why Jude, read, let's open Jude. Verse 3 and verse 4. He said, beloved, Jude verse 3 and verse 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should do what? Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. He said, contend. It means there will be attempt to take you out of the faith. Instead of Jesus, they will try to give you Valentine. Contend and bring back the people to the faith. For there are certain men crept in unawares to bring that damnable heresies into the church, to bring those errors into the church. They crept in, disguised themselves as angels of light, but they are angels of Satan. So they crept in unawares. See, who we are before of old ordained to this condemnation. Because everywhere we go, the way it is written of him. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and accepting Valentine. Let's bow down our heads. Just bow down your head. So I cherish that old rugged cross till my trump is at last I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. It's only one prayer point to pray after an exhortation like this. Lord, keep me in your light. Lord, keep me in your light. Keep me in the pathway of truth. Lord, let me never take a substitute to the truth. Lord, let me not take a substitute to what you have provided for us. You have a provided way. Lord, let everyone talk to God. If there is any way, Lord, I have gone celebrating Valentine instead of celebrating the love of God through Jesus Christ, Father, forgive me. I will not do it again. I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, the old rugged cross. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.